You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Thanks to the amendments added to the Finance Bill 2024 before it was passed by the Lok Sabha on Wednesday, the new regime for taxation of long-term capital gains from property transactions won't result in any additional burden on the taxpayers. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said on Wednesday, the government eased the LTCG tax regime for sale of properties proposed in the budget 2024-25 by allowing the taxpayer to select between two options, 12.5% without indexation and 20% with it, to lower the outgo. In regard to transfer of properties acquired before July 23, 2024. Sitharaman also clarified that the rollover benefit will be available to taxpayers who buy new immovable property, utilizing the capital gains on the sale of old properties. Up next, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, will review 126 out of 339 recommendations aimed at improving the ease of doing business during its quarterly board meeting scheduled for September. According to the data presented by SEBI Chairperson Madhabi Puri Butch at an event, the regulator has accepted 66% of the total recommendations. Of these, 59 have already been implemented and 38 are set for discussion in the December meeting. The rest have either been rejected or under process. We have set up 16 working groups for the ease of doing business because we have a large number of stakeholders, including exchanges, depositories, brokers, listed companies, and asset management companies, Butch said. Moving on, the ₹6,145 crore public issue of Ola Electric was fully subscribed on the second day of the offer, with strong participation from retail and employee categories. According to BSE data, the initial sale of Bhavish Agarwal's led Ola Electric received bids for about 494 million shares against 464 million shares on offer. The portion reserved for employees saw the highest subscription rate at 9 times the offer. Employees bid for 7.6 million shares against the 0.84 million shares on offer. The retail portion of the offer was subscribed 3 times, with bids for 244 million shares compared to the 85 million shares available. In another development, public sector lender State Bank of India, SBI, has increased its shares of savings deposit by 4% over the past 10 years. SBI's share in deposits has risen from 22% in 2014 to 26% as of June this year. With this increase in savings accounts, the bank has widened its lead over competitors. Deposits are growing slower than credit, posing a challenge for banks to mobilize low-cost deposits. Meanwhile, private banks are grappling with declining current accounts, savings account, CASA, ratios as customers shift to fixed deposits, FDs, in search of higher interest rates. Private lenders have witnessed a decline of up to 370 basis points BPS quarter-on-quarter in the CASA ratio during the first quarter of the current financial year. The decline is even steeper on a year-on-year basis, with the ratio dropping by up to 600 BPS. As banks continue to raise interest rates on term deposits to attract customers, experts do not expect any relief for lenders in the next couple of quarters. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, Bandhan Bank's CASA ratio dropped the most, falling by 370 basis points to 33.40%, followed by Kotak Mahindra Bank, which witnessed a decline of 210 BPS to 43.40%. In other news, Flipkart Minutes, the quick commerce arm of the Walmart-owned e-commerce major, has gone live in HSR, Pelandur and a few other areas of Bengaluru. The launch comes at a time when quick commerce has become an integral part of all e-commerce firms. Zomato-owned Blinkit, Swiggy, Instamart, Zepto and others are in race to acquire dominant share in this fast-growing space. Flipkart began firming up plans since March, when it likely saw new entrants succeed in quick commerce. Given its e-commerce prowess, it was a natural choice for the company to toy with the idea of rapid delivery. Flipkart is currently offering free deliveries for all orders above 99 and is collecting Rs. 5 as platform fee, a revenue stream that companies are tapping into for additional income. Lastly, with Vodafone Idea infusing Rs. 20,000 crore via follow-on public offering and equity contribution by one of the promoters' entity, Aditya Birla Group, the government is now exploring whether sovereign wealth funds would be interested in picking up its stake in the company. Sources said that since the promoter group has shown sufficient interest in raising funds and running the company, the government fully backing the efforts, it makes sense for sovereign wealth funds to acquire government's current 23.15% stake in the company. Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, Qatar Investment Authority, Singapore's Tamasek are some of the funds which have been sounded out, sources said, adding that the efforts are at a very initial stage. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.